The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, today, Holy Mother Church commemorates and celebrates the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. This feast celebrates the Church's dogmatic teaching that the Blessed Mother was given the gift from God of being conceived without original sin. That is to say, that from the moment of her conception, Mary was given the grace not only of freedom from original sin, but of being the only human being other than her divine Son who lived a life without sin. The Immaculate Conception is a wonderful grace for the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is no wonder why Angel Gabriel greeted her so honorably when he brought the news of incarnation of the Savior. "Rejoice, O highly favored daughter, the Lord is with you." Therefore, her entire life was filled with the grace of God. St. Augustine said that this Immaculate Conception is a wonderful grace of God for each one of us too. This is a beautiful example of God's continued interaction and intervention in our life. God has a plan of salvation for us. Even if we frustrate God's plan, His love for us cannot be stopped. His grace is continually being poured forth upon us. How are we going to respond to God's grace in us? First, we need to believe in God's presence. Although we were not conceived immaculately, but when we were baptized, all the stains of sins and of evil were taken away from us and became God's adoptive children. What a great blessing on our part to be belong to God as His children. For in Christ, we are destined for holiness and unblemished. We were prepared by God through the power of the Holy Spirit for a holy life and have to be unblemished in this unholy world. Second, we must seek to cooperate with the grace of God in our lives. The Blessed Virgin Mary has shown us an example on how to do it, a model. Mary became an instrument of God's plans. God needs us to be his instruments in today's world and in time. Let us pray to God that we may realize this great privilege and responsibility, and that through Christ we are empowered to resist the snares of evil and to do the will of God, and we can place ourselves in the service of God. When we celebrate the Feast of Immaculate Conception, we must think about sinless life. It is said that holy things must be preserved at holy place. During this period of Advent, we are preparing our hearts a worthy place for Jesus to reborn. If we have a great desire to give birth to our Lord in our hearts, we must be in the state of holiness like our Mother Mary. It is said that the first tabernacle was our Blessed Virgin Mary's womb. Every day when we receive Holy Communion, our heart also become like a tabernacle. When we go out of the church after the Holy Mass, the people who are near to us must experience the presence of Jesus. They must experience the love of Jesus, kindness, mercy, and compassion of Jesus through our presence. Then we also become like a Mary who gave birth to Jesus to the world. Like that, we too can give Jesus to others who are near to us. And during this Holy Eucharist, let us pray for this grace, and also let us ask the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary to become or to give birth Jesus in our heart and give Jesus to others. Amen.